Talk Live. We're launching into Hour 3 of the Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And are you frustrated with a lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That is, again, freestateproject.org. Mark and I are big fans of the Free State Project. We're
signers.
We're signers. We're participants. We moved here from Florida, where we were both born and raised, because it's happening. Liberty-loving people are getting together for the first time since, well, the American Revolution, essentially. And they're standing up to the state, and they're saying, no, we've had enough, and we're willing to actually take a few risks and actually make this freedom thing happen. So it's pretty exciting. Freestateproject.org to learn more. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Jim is on the line in Florida listening to WFLA. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, great show.
Thanks, Jim.
You guys were on every day down here. That would be awesome.
Well, you can help with that, as a matter of fact. You can call R.C. Bauer at WFLA. He's the program director. And tell him you want to hear more Free Talk Live. I know for certain he's considering taking the third hour of the Saturday show at this moment. Obviously, weeknights would be fantastic, but, you know, we'll take whatever we can get.
Sure.
And that applies, right,
by the way. I know the owner of another radio station.
You are a radio station owner?
No, we know.
No, I know the owner of another radio station.
You know the owner. Well, okay. I appreciate that. Obviously, we like WFLA because they're awesome. So, you know, I wanted to just point out that everybody listening to the radio can call their local talk stations and thank them for airing Free Talk Live and ask them for more, because we do have a weekday show, and if you don't get it, well, you should. And
I'll do that on Monday.
If you ask nicely, you never know what'll happen. So what were you calling about tonight for?
Well, I was calling about some of the callers earlier, what they were talking about, you know, the mandatory military and stuff like that. I think the main problem we have in this country is that we tell every kid, you can be anything you want to be. That's not true. That's a lie.
Why? Why is that a lie?
Because every kid can't be a scientist. Every kid can't be an astronaut.
Not every kid wants to be those things.
Every kid can't be a race car driver. Every kid can't be a basketball player. They just don't all have the abilities to do those things.
But I'm going to disagree with you on this, because not every kid wants to be all of those things.
I worked in the community college down here in advising and counseling. We had kids coming in that needed remedial math classes, remedial English classes,
mm-hmm.
remedial reading classes. They couldn't read.
And that's what happens when kids
college,
come in.
Right. That's what happens. That's a government school problem. That's not a kid problem. Like,
right.
those kids, if they really did want to read, because there are kids that made it through those government schools.
That's not the government school. That's the parent. If your kid can't
Please.
Read, it's your fault. It isn't the school's fault.
I agree with you that parents should take a larger role in this. However, the thing that I'm forced to pay for is the government school. I'm not forced to pay the parents. So I can
but
do
that's
something
the thing
about
kid. That's the problem, though. We don't go after the parents to take care of their kids. But you can't, I don't think it's right that you give a kid a grant to go to college if they can't read.
I concur with
you. If they can't spell, if they can't, but they do this every day.
Yep.
That's not right.
I understand your frustration. I think that, again, we were talking before in the last hour about how it is that essentially the government takes people's responsibilities away from them, and it just says, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of deciding where your kids will go to school, and we'll take care of all these things. And then we're surprised when parents aren't doing a good job parenting. Well, they believe that the government is going to pick up the ball for them, because that's what government has essentially said. Just leave your kids with us for 8 or 9 hours a day, and we'll take care of them for you. And in addition, if a parent didn't want to leave their kids in the government schools, they could homeschool them, for instance, but they would still be forced to pay for the government schools. So there's this financial disincentive for parents to actually homeschool, because it would cost them the same amount plus whatever it would cost to homeschool. So a lot of these parents are working so hard, both of them are working at full-time jobs just to get the bills paid, just to pay the property taxes and whatever other taxes they have to pay. If we didn't have such a government, just this huge government government to deal with. If one parent could go to work, the other parent could stay home and take care of kids, I think you'd see a lot better educated kids out there. But unfortunately, so many parents feel like they have to, you know, they're forced to pay for these government schools, so they might as well send their kids there. And I think it's a tragic mistake, but I think it describes a lot of where parents are in this country. Your thoughts, Jim? Did we lose Jim? Jim in Florida? He's gone.
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. Let's continue and talk to Chris, also listening to WFLA. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Oh, well, no, I was actually calling about a couple of the callers also that you've had on earlier. Like Steve, who was talking about the compulsory military service. And
yes.
Alan that called in afterwards that was in the military. He says he was in the Army for 3 years and told about, you know, horrific situation, ended up with his friend with the the arthroscopic surgery.
That was Dan.
But okay.
I'm sorry?
No problem. It was another caller. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I just, to me, it's just a little ridiculous. I served 5 years in the military. You know, I joined when I was 21, you know, because after high school, you know, I kicked around and did odd jobs and whatever until I was 21 and went to Brazil, had fun, and then I joined the military because, you know, I'm from a, you know, poor family, so, you know, can't really pay for college or anything like that. And, you know, I did surgery for 5 years with the military, so I have a outlook and a perspective that is both on the outside as a patient and on the inside, you know, taking care of people. And, you know, I understand a lot of people bag and they're really down on military health care, and that's just a systemic problem just because of the stuff you've had with the VAs being, you know, scandals going on with that and the bad treatment of vets in certain VA hospitals, like the one in Illinois. But
why do you think that happens?
Well, I think it happens because, bureaucracy and people just don't care. I mean, they're not getting the funding that they need. I mean, the military health care, and I mean, I know that the military is the largest budget, you know, they have the largest budget out of the entire, you know, defense spending is ridiculous, but the military is still underfunded, like, a ridiculous amount. There's only, like, the two main hospitals in Portsmouth and Virginia are the only ones that have all the best equipment, all the best care. I was in Okinawa for 2 years, and we had outdated, I mean, not to bag on, I mean, we had great surgeons and things like that, you know, we had everything that we needed, but I mean, you know, we didn't have the cutting edge technology that they have in places like San Diego. We just didn't have it. So, I mean, and there's not a callousness there. I mean, you know, that guy that they worked on that he passed away, you know, that's an unfortunate thing, but you know, surgery is brutal. You know, you're literally stabbing people. You know, you're cutting them. It's a controlled assault on them, and there's always going to be problems. And I guarantee you that the doctors that were taking care of him weren't looking at him as just some random 18, 19-year-old kid. They were looking at him, you know, that's one of their soldiers. It's one of their friends. It's one of their kids. You know, it's a very, you know, brotherly sort of society.
I hear you on that one. Now, if a doctor in the real world makes a mistake, they get some kind of bad thing happens to them, like a lawsuit or something like
that. Yeah.
Right. What happens to a military doctor when something like
nothing,
that? What do you think?
There's no,
right.
There's no malpractice.
So I'm not saying that these doctors don't have hearts of gold and that they're not trying to do the very best thing, but are they disincentivized? Are they incentivized
to not care? Well, you have to be in surgery. I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, there isn't that incentive and that fear that you have in the private sector, you know, where they're paying extra insurance for malpractice and things like that, you know, where their every case is a potential lawsuit for them. And in the military, you don't have that because, you know, there's no malpractice.
Well, it's not only just a potential lawsuit factor. It's also the fact that you want your customers to be speaking good of you when they leave so that you can get
more customers that way.
Right.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But, right, I mean, everybody that I did surgery on, I mean, I have to say 80% of the people, you know, the military, whenever you're on a base, you know, that 80% of the people you knew or they were a family member of the people you know. It's very collegial, you know, as ridiculous as the military is. I mean, like I said, I did get out. But,
yeah,
you know,
there's likely a reason for that.
You know, there is a fraternity type situation there, you know. And what you guys were saying earlier about the compulsory military service for people, I think that you were looking on a good point about the teenagers nowadays being so detached from reality. I mean, it's...
Right, they haven't been given a chance to grow up. I thank you for your time and your call tonight. I've got to get to some more here. 800-259-9231. A lot of people want to comment on this. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. The defaults on U.S. bonds may be in our future. We don't know when, but the insurance on those futures of Treasury notes continues to increase. The loss, of course, in the meantime, is inflation. Most of the Treasury financing is short-term, and that's vulnerable.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The situation is serious, but we don't see default yet, as government will print money and float more debt. The loss will be in the form of inflation. Most all the Treasury's financing is short-term, which is a very vulnerable position. In fact, recently the 30-year bond was reintroduced and will have a 7-year Treasury note, which we haven't seen since 1933. As we reported earlier, the other borrowers are being crowded out.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to the International Forecaster. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And head over to freetalklive.com and find the Adult Friend Finder banner. It's the world's largest adult social networking site and sex personals. Over 19 million members. Let them help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. Adult Friend Finders, see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue here with your phone calls. So, by the way, I wanted to touch on one other thing that Chris was saying. He was saying he was in the military and it
pretty much sucked. That's why he left. But he was defending the good folks that were working as best they could with the crap can equipment that they were given. He pointed out that the hospital, military hospital he worked at in Okinawa, was absolute just garbage in comparison to some of the other ones that he had been to. And so his suggestion was, well, more funding will solve this problem.
The military already gets like half of the money in the entire budget. So I'm thinking there might not be enough money to make socialized medicine work.
That's just it. I mean, even if you pour more money into the system, they may be able to buy a new X-ray machine, but it doesn't solve the incentive problems that we talked about before. The fact that these doctors, as much as they may care personally about the people they're working on, and from what I understand, some of them don't care, but you know, it all depends.
Right. If there's some that care, then there must be some that don't, right?
Yeah, and so they're all in the system there, and they're all trying to do the best they can, or in some cases, just trying to get by. You're not solving the incentive problem because they don't have real customers. They don't care. They don't have to care about customer service. If you walk away unhappy, or they cut your right foot off instead of your left foot, well, tough.
Guess we'll have to cut the left one off too.
It was free. What are you complaining about, right? All right,
You needed brain surgery and not a vasectomy?
Crap. And plus, what if I don't want to support it? You know, what if I say, I don't like socialized medicine, so I think I'll keep the money that I earned this year and not give it to you guys in the military. Can't really do that, can you? Because they'll put you possibly in a jail cell if you try to do that.
Well, what about the many religions out there, whether it's Quakers, the Jehovah's Witnesses, Amish, all those religions that say that they don't believe in institutionalized violence. They don't believe in the military. I mean, should they have to pay for these things?
We do have Jim back. We had phone troubles with him earlier. I want to give Jim a chance to get his final thoughts out before we move on here. Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. No, what you're saying about that's true of almost everything in this country. As far as you were saying about, you know, there's some doctors that don't care, there's teachers that don't care, and that's one of the things we need to do. We need to get rid of these people. My niece is a 10th grader in high school, and she's got three teachers this year that absolutely don't care.
But you can't
do
anything.
They don't want to be there.
They're entrenched.
Exactly,
they have
tenure.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And we need to get rid of that. But look at how they do it in Denmark. She's got a little friend that's over here from Denmark. And in Denmark, you can't choose to go to college there. They're going to tell you whether you're going to college or not, because they give the kids aptitude tests from first grade all the way through high school to find out what their aptitude is for, what they'll be best at, and they give them choice and say, listen, you're going to go to college. My wife was an exchange student in Denmark. I've been married for 20 years. My wife is an exchange student there. She said it was amazing, even though it's a socialist country, it was amazing how they didn't allow kids to say, oh, I'm going to college. If you can, if you have the aptitude, yeah. But if you don't have the aptitude, you're not. We're going to either put you in trade school, or maybe you won't even go to a trade school. Maybe you're going to be a cashier or something, because that's the only thing you have an aptitude for.
Well, I don't think I like the idea of some centralized bureaucracy deciding for me where it is I get to work.
That doesn't sound like freedom to me, and I've got a real problem with that.
It is freedom, though, because it's everybody's involved in it.
Freedom is socialism. I got you. But if I want to pay to go to college to be a ballerina...
If you want to pay, oh yes, if you want to pay,
right.
It's different. If you want to pay yourself, you can go to college, but you can't go to college in Denmark. You'll have to go somewhere else and pay for it, because they're not going to block up the schools with people who aren't going to learn. Look at in the United States.
Let me tell you, if I'm paying, I'm going to learn.
Less than 50% graduate from college here. Less than 50% graduate.
Sure. I thank you, Jim, for the call tonight.
I see
appreciate
the problem
it.
That he's pointing
out. Thank you,
sir. I see the problem that he's pointing out. I just don't think that there's going to be... There's not a government solution for a government school
problem. That's just
problem.
It. The problem, I agree with him with the problem, that we have these bad teachers, and they've got tenure, and they're untouchable, and it's easy to say, well, that's what we need to change. But you can't go in, and just from my experience in watching these teachers' unions work, you can't go in there and mess with their deal.
Nope.
Those teachers' unions are the most powerful political influence groups out there, and they will do everything they can, throw up every roadblock they can throw up in your way.
Every crappy teacher that's educating your children. They don't care. Their job is to protect the employee, and it's not to educate children.
The way this is going to change in my opinion, is not going to be, it's not going to be through the normal channels of going to this the school board meetings and begging for them to do something about the bad teachers, or better yet, running for school board yourself and jumping into the system to try to change it. I think the only thing that's going to change this awful government school paradigm that we have is for parents who finally had enough to make a stand and say, okay, not paying anymore. And then what are they going to do? Well, then they're going to try to steal some people's houses. We understand how the process works. If you don't pay for the government's system, they come after you with violence and threaten your family. But the point here is that the founding fathers put a few things on the line too, right? They put their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor and their property and their families. They had families too, the founding fathers. They put it all on the line so they could live more free. So if what you want, I think, is to change the situation with these government schools, I believe that's the most powerful, effective, fast manner, the quickest manner to get that to happen. Otherwise, you're going to be running forever. It's going to be 2, 4, 6, 10, 25 years before you get enough people in to take over the school board to try to change that. But even if you take over the school board, that probably won't even mean you can change everything, because they probably serve at the pleasure of the state, and the teachers' unions are affecting the state government.
Right.
If we were to get
five of me on the school board in my local town, and we were to say, you know, even three and outvote the other two, this is it. We're stopping all funding that that goes to any institution here that doesn't serve everyone in the community. And by that I mean the school, because it only serves the people who have children
kids.
In the school.
Yeah.
Right,
in
have
schools.
Kids. There's plenty of kids in my town that are homeschooled, but those parents still have to pay to send somebody else's brat to school because they were in the majority.
But
this
what would happen if you did
kids.
That?
If you did that, then the state would take the town's charter. And
right.
then they'd come in and start running things. So you can't even do that.
You'd be facing charges as a selectman.
Absolutely.
You're not obeying with the diktats of the state. You
right.
have to
so
provide
have
a
to
mandatory
run,
education.
You have to get a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, and a supermajority, because if you don't get the governorship or the governor, the Supreme Court turns these things around. You have to change the entire governmental system in order to
it's
get
crazy.
Rid of this public school disaster.
Whereas if you had 20 families who are willing to say, no, we're not paying for this anymore. We're not sending our kids to your schools, nor are we paying for them anymore. What are you going to do about it?
Well, 20 families maybe in the same town might have some effect. I don't know. I can't predict that. But it might very well have no effect at all.
Well, if people stand up and say they've had enough, then it will encourage other people to do that as well. The problem is, nobody wants to be first. 800-259-9231, because everyone's scared about what might be done to them. Everyone is frightened to death of the governments that are surrounding them. State, local, federal, they're scared S-less of doing anything about it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. Consulting. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. So enjoy those, including the updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer, in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. The seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Two of the new ones this year are the Moral Foundations of Capitalism and Scholarship in a Free Society.
You know, Mark, not only do you get your room and your food paid for at these seminars, you do have to be of college age to attend these things. But not only do you get that, we were talking with Dan from New Jersey last night, and he was just raving about the one he went to down in, I think it was Atlanta at Emory University, for one of the spring seminars that they had. And he added to later, he called back after, off the air, he called back to say he walked out of there with a stack of books. So they sent him home with just a, not only did he get all kinds of great information in the 5 days that he was there, but he got a stack of just free books, including The Market for Liberty. So all kinds of goodies handed out. Good stuff. LibertarianSeminars.com.
That's right.
We continue with your calls. Mark is listening to WFLA in Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Mark,
hello.
You're on the air, sir.
Yes, thank you for having me on, gentlemen. It's first time listening to you and first time calling. I'd like to debate a lot of things with you. Hopefully you don't cut me off because I'm going to give you an antithetical viewpoint as you did your prior callers.
That's all right. We like people to disagree. Go ahead, sir.
One of the first things I want to see, you guys believe that military is on a voluntary status?
Well, is that a question? Do we believe it is on a voluntary status?
Well, yeah, I would like to know your viewpoint on it.
Hold on.
I'm confused.
Do we believe that it is voluntary? It's voluntary whether or not you go in.
Okay.
Was that your question?
I'm going to disagree with that on a philosophical level, and the fact that the majority of individuals that enlist into the military are on a lower socioeconomic status.
Okay.
Where their options are few and far between. They come from remote areas in the country, and when they go to enlist, their ASVAB scores are so low that they usually have to test again. They're usually below 30s. And your military branches, such as Air Force and Coast Guard, are usually where your most astute servicemen go to, and unfortunately, the people who can't score high usually go into the Army or into the Marines. And it got so bad about 3 years ago that they were having to waive people to get in that had tattoos on their face, on their back, everything that they wouldn't allow because they just couldn't meet their quota.
Sure, they've been lowering the standards for quite a while.
Yeah,
there's
not just tattoos on their face, a bunch of dum-dums, too.
The economy has tanked. They don't have a problem meeting their quota now because people are so desperate that they're going into the military. So it's not really volunteering. It's the fact that they don't have any other course to go to. There's no other route.
Yeah, that's not – I mean, I see where you're coming from, but you're wrong. I mean, that's not – that's still volunteering. If you could choose to work at McDonald's or work in the military –
You'll make more money at McDonald's, by the way.
They don't have that choice, though. There's no McDonald's out there in
what?
Rural area of Kentucky or in Missouri or Virginia.
They could choose to move somewhere else. They could choose
range.
To pick up, and they could choose to get a Greyhound ticket.
You're working under the paradigm that people live paycheck to paycheck, and that's a choice,
everybody
too.
Everybody does. Look at the
not
everybody
me.
Everybody
no,
that goes
it is not. That is not so. Just because
that
you spend
so.
All of your damn money doesn't mean that everybody has to
the
do it.
The average American has $10,000.
I don't care about the average American.
Yet.
The average American is an Imrod.
That means everybody is, and the average American has $10,000 in debt. They don't. Not
but they chose that.
Average American is a Nimrod. Now what?
Far beyond their means. That's the reason why this economy is tanked.
That,
everybody's flipping
that
out.
Was their
the
choice.
The average American has the choice as to whether they want to live beyond their means or not.
They chose
but
to not save their money.
To, look, you got to compete with the Joneses. You got to have this TV.
No, you,
no, you do not.
That's what they
I don't know why you. I mean, do you believe what you're saying?
Apparently, this guy's on a racetrack. He's like one of these little race cars, and he has to go. He has to go the way that the racetrack goes.
We have to consume, consume, consume. If we don't consume, we go into recession. It's the reason why George Bush got out there and said, look, don't let the terrorists win. Go out there and shop. Ladies, go get your husband's credit cards.
What political philosophy do you consider yourself?
I'm sorry? I thought you guys cut me off. So it got really quiet.
What political philosophy do you consider yourself?
I voted in 96 for Robert Dole. I didn't vote in 2000 because I didn't know either candidate. 2004, I voted for Bush. By 06, after going to college and seeing the results George Bush came out with and the fact that a lot of things turned out to probably not so true that he stated, I kind of went more liberal. I'm still somewhat conservative, but probably far more liberal than what I ever used to be.
And so you come from these conservative roots, but you believe that people don't have choices. I mean, I would think that
they
most...
They do have choices, but they just don't have options. And when their options are
you
slim
do have
to
choices.
None, they
Isn't
only choice, have one
choices
choice.
Aren't choices and options synonymous? I'm sorry. I mean, you do sound like somebody who's kind of like lost in the sea of confusion because you're using terms that are synonymous. It's like,
if they don't have options,
then they don't have choices.
What are your choices?
What?
If you don't have options, then what are your choices?
Then you don't have choices if you don't have options. But if you've boxed yourself in, then you do. Then you have to live with your circumstances. You know, I mean, that's just the way the world is.
I'm going to college now, and I wasn't able to go to college unless the government paid for it with grants. And I'm learning that it costs far too much money. And people who are dentists, which is what I want to become, come from dentists. A lot of people are not able to break their ranks. Wealth is inherited, and in order to get into a good college or college at all, you have to have the money. You cannot support yourself going to work.
The reason for that.
Family.
Yes,
so
I hear you. The reason that you can't get into college right now.
I'm in college. I graduated.
The reason that people can't get into college.
Kappa, chapter, beta, theta, omega.
Please,
congratulations.
I understand you're in college. Now listen, the reason that it's expensive to get into college is because the government has gotten involved and bloated these institutions up with cash. If the government wasn't involved, then they would have to compete in the marketplace for people's real dollars, not people's tax dollars. You do understand that people go to prison for not paying taxes, right?
I understand that people in prison, for us to support them, is about as much as going to Harvard for a year. We put people in prison and pay about $58,000 to put them on death row when you go to Harvard for probably about $90,000 in other colleges.
It depends on the state. Some states it's more than $60,000 in some states. In some states it's more to send somebody to prison. And so do you propose that? Do you think that's a good idea to send people to prison if they don't give you money?
And if you look at where the prisons are in rural systems, in rural areas of the country, so that they can be supported by people to provide
jobs. Great. So colleges should compete in the marketplace for people's money.
They get in prison, they send them upstate. They don't keep them in the city.
Right.
And then
the prisons are staffed by dum-dums. I get you. I got where you're coming from. But I'm trying to go somewhere with this one, and now you're giving a symposium on prisons. So you think that colleges should be funded voluntarily and that grants should be done away with. Is that what you're saying? Government grants should be done away with. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't. I believe that.
So how many people are you willing to put in prison in order to send yourself to college?
That's like, have you stopped beating your wife yet question. That's not a fair question.
Have you?
That's not a fair question. If
yes, it is.
It is a
fair
question.
You want to see people go to prison if they don't pay for your college.
Yeah,
I'm asking you how many you want to see go.
He can't hear you when he's talking.
I know he can't. You want to send people to prison that don't want to pay for your college.
Oh, he doesn't. He said he doesn't.
Where are you getting that from? I didn't say anything like that.
You said that you think that the government should pay for college, right?
I believe that the government should help. Yeah, if
how
about
how
school,
help 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 is such a nice
thing.
Wait,
you want to be.
A second,
you just
please.
Asked me a question. Can I answer?
No, yes or no is it was a yes or no question. You think how do you think the government comes up with the money to help?
In. It's not a dichotomy. If you want me to answer, I have to be able to elaborate to explain my position.
How much? Excuse me. The government. You've got me all flustered. Okay, where do you think the money comes from? Where do you think the money
the
comes
money
from?
The money comes from working Americans.
Okay.
People who actually do
Do you
work.
Own the labor of those people?
I don't believe anybody should own the labor of anyone. That'd be slavery.
Then how can you take their money?
I'm not taking their money. I'm
not you're just willing
government.
To. You're just willing to say that you should take their money. I understand that a man with a gun is out there to enforce that.
I don't believe the rich should have the ability to basically sit back and do no work and let their money work for them when they're actually enslaving the population beneath them, the poor who do all the work.
I think enslavement should be stopped of rich people and poor people.
I'm against slavery for everyone. Thank you, sir, for the call. 800-259-9231. The problem is he doesn't realize he's in favor of slavery.
Yep.
And we'll try to lay it out here in a moment. 800-259-9231 and sneak your calls in about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Not going to give you the number because the lines are loaded. We'll do our best to sneak your call in here. And in these remaining moments of the Saturday edition of the show, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote the show and help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things you can do to help Free Talk Live get out there even more than we currently are. Promote.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Let's start with Darren, listening to WFLA in Florida. Darren, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about basically corruption in the government, but first I wanted to clear up something. That guy who was talking about Denmark, I'm not sure what he was trying to say, because it sounded like he was engaging in doublethink or something. He didn't really seem to have a point, but I'm just saying I've been there, and it's not like you take these tests and you can't go to college. I mean, the people there, they pretty much do what they want to do. So, I mean, you can't always travel the countries, but then again, you can't always believe everything people tell you about them.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Wrong, huh?
It's an open phone show. We take people's word for it, and then people will call in to correct what they've said, and we'll take your word for it just like
right.
We took
if Denmark
his.
Was doing so great, where are the Denmarkian cars that they produce? You know, like, where's the Denmark, space program or whatever? I mean, how come they're not out in space?
Don't they make Legos in Denmark?
I don't know what they
make. Yeah, the Legos originated in Denmark, but they got bought out a while ago.
That was something.
Anyway.
I'm trying here, okay? Legos. There you go.
Yeah. There's a little more to it than that, but I mean, back to the point. There's I just find it amazing how people are still trusting the government after, you know, all the lies and all the things that they've done to their own people.
Isn't it amazing? I think it's I think they believe that if they were just in control, they could make the government work, and if they could just get their people elected, the government would become good and government would become worthwhile and government would be just wonderful. Then we would have a renaissance of the state, and everything would work out just the way they intended it to, as though they believe that they can wield force appropriately, that they can wield force over their neighbors and make that work. And when we've shown so many times that force has unintended consequences, and beyond that, it's just wrong to aggress against our neighbors. Daniel, thank you for the call, by the way. I really appreciate it, Darren. We got to continue here. John is in New Hampshire listening to WGIN. Hello, John. John? John,
hey,
out on the seacoast? Hello there.
I am.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I'm on my cell phone, so it's a little bit of a delay.
Go for it.
Hey, look, guys, I can only see two different ways of pulling our country back from the abyss that we're looking at. And one is we either have to take back our education system, or we have to do like our revolutionaries did in 1776 and take back our country. One or the other.
What about...
What do you want?
What about just voting, you know, just deciding that New Hampshire is going to secede?
Yeah, how about that?
Well, sure, why not? I mean, they're looking about taking away our guns, and actually there's a House resolution right now to start a government program against our own citizens right here in the state of New Hampshire, against Posse Comitatus. I mean, that's crazy.
I'm familiar with this one. What is this?
Well, actually, I don't have the bill on me in front of me. That's not exactly what I was going to talk about. I was actually wanting to talk about pulling our education system back. Let me give you my situation. I have three boys. My youngest is 22. My oldest is 29. They went through the public education system, and it literally is an indoctrination system.
Yes, it is.
I mean, specifically in the high school years, the boys would be given assignments to talk about their feelings or whatever, and they'd turn in a paper. And yet it seemed like every single time they would get a bad grade, it was because of the content and not the structure.
Yeah.
I mean, I taught my children, if you're going to write something, write the way you speak. And if you speak well, then you write well. And they would produce these papers that were English flawless. And yet it was their opinions that were more marked against than anything else. Our public education system in this country is an indoctrination system.
There's no doubt about it.
There's no doubt about it.
That's one of the reasons why I think that a revolt is necessary in order to change it, that we just need to stop putting up with it and basically tell these people, look, we don't want to support this indoctrination system anymore. If you can go ahead and get people to voluntarily support your indoctrination system, then by all means, go ahead and try to run that behemoth of a government school system on voluntary contributions and people paying for it out of their own pocket, out of their own volition. I, for one, don't want anything to do with it. I would like to take the $2,500 per year that I pay to support these awful government schools up here in New Hampshire, and I would like to give that money back to my tenants. I have a duplex up here. We do the show out of Keene, and I have tenants that, honestly, they had trouble paying the rent back in December because they're the kind of people that live paycheck to paycheck. I would like to give them $200 a month back in rent, give them that $2,400 back, and allow them to decide what to do with it, allow them to choose how to educate their daughter. But no, I'm forced by the threat of violence against my loved ones, by the state coming in and stealing my home from me, I'm forced to pay for these awful government schools that I have an inherent disagreement with. Isn't it awful?
In Dover right now, we're spending over $11,000 per student to put them through this indoctrination system.
It's crazy.
And yet right down the street, you can go for less than $6,000 in a private school system and get twice the education. And the problem that I have is that nobody understands this. It's like, you know something, if you don't see the money coming out of your wallet, then it doesn't matter to you. Our school systems are more daycare centers.
John,
John,
there's a talk show here locally where I called in and I explained to the gal who's an elected official there that runs the show, that we in fact have, we pay $15,000 to educate a student in the local, government school, and there's a private school that's right here in the area where they educate kids for $1,500 a year. And there's many of them that will do it for just half of what they educate a kid for in public school. And, she went and checked up on it, and once she couldn't disprove what I said, she's just like, yeah, well, there's nothing we can do. Like, woman is a politician, could do something about it, and she just, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's why we need to do something about it and stop playing along with this nonsense. Hey, John, thanks for the call. Appreciate your thoughts. In complete agreement. All right, we continue here and talk to Blaine, listening to KGEZ in Montana. Blaine, you're on Free Talk Live. Blaine is gone. Let's try instead go to the Ukraine, where Eric is on the line. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ukraine.
Eric in the Ukraine.
Hi. Ukraine.
In Ukraine.
Hi.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hey,
Hi,
Eric, what's on your mind, dude?
Well, I had something else about freedom in America compared to Kiev here, Ukraine. But you guys were talking about teaching, and I'm a teacher over here in Kiev. And
okay.
I have what's really funny, you guys talk about is teaching, so that's what I want to switch my focus on that.
You should do it because we're running out of time.
I've been teaching this school for 2 years, and the other day I gave my teacher, Alex Jones, Terror Storm. She copied every word, and she had me copy it, and she paid me to copy it. because we can't find a transcript. So
you're talking about a movie. It's an internet movie available about terrorism from the state.
But she says it's all true. She's been studying. She's like 60 years old. She's running the school. She's been teaching this for years and years and years, but they never let her teach her before because she was in Soviet time. And now she's like so excited to hear all of this, and she says, we need to teach our kids this information. All these people dying, they don't teach it in schools anymore. And she said, they don't teach this in schools there anymore. And it just goes so much more beyond what I'm saying. But
one of the things that you're pointing out here, the movie that you're talking about points out in several instances how governments across time have essentially manufactured terrorism to whip up the populace and to manipulate them. And that's what you're saying she says is true.
And God, really, you want to know freedom? You don't know freedom until you lived in the Czech Republic.
I bet you're right about that, Eric. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Jonathan in Texas. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Just real quick. I'm just calling about AIG and their bonuses. It's been all over the news. Everybody knows about it at this point. But I'm just wanting to point out. You know, everybody works 40 plus hours a week, maybe a little bit less, and for maybe $70,000-$80,000 a year. And these people get $1 million bonuses. And all I want to do is let everybody know that, you better go to bed early tonight and work hard and long tomorrow because they need fuel for their yachts. They need fuel
for
their jets.
There you go, and they will get it. Thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. They will get it.
It's a real shame how, regular working class Americans are bailing out the rich people. It's just sick.
Even if you don't pay. Even if you don't pay federal taxes, they'll still get the fuel for their boats.
Oh, sure. They're printing the money.
Right, because when they print the money, as long as we're all using their due from the dollars that you have. So you could go for 10 years and not pay taxes to the federal government. As long as they keep printing money and inflating the money supply, you're still paying. It's the most insidious form of taxation out there. And most people, they don't even know what inflation means. They think it means prices going up. That's not what inflation is. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. That is what the Federal Reserve, part of what the Federal Reserve does. We're out of time. Been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back Monday night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic.